I've got another confession to make.
Another confession? Yes. Just a second then. Confess your sins, son.
I like Michael.
No.
I like Michael very much.
Oh, wow.
He's the best I've had this year.
You've had Michael.
I had Michael. Oh, I had Michael Tor. how do you pronounce this whiskey?
I don't know. Is it Michael
Tor? Oh, it says here Mikul Tor. Oh, Mikul, yes. So Tor. It's not Michael. It's Mikul.
Mikul Tor.
Wow.
I'm now really confused because you said, I'm going to start this podcast off. I've got a joke that came from Sandra.
Yes.
And Sandra said to you, so you've had Michael.
Yes, I sent the picture of the bottle or the box, and she came back and she said, Michael did very well.
Michael did very well.
Yes.
It went nicely.
So the witty wifey says, Michael did very well. So, yeah.
I'm glad you were talking over that. We might have had to start the podcast all over again. Hello, folks, and welcome to episode 141.
Boom.
Which country are we going to record 150 in? That's probably a target.
150, that's going to be 10 weeks, 9 weeks. That is how many weeks are in a month? 4. So that's in 2 months and a little bit. I'm guessing that would be Collapse Summit
middle of
time.
April, middle of March, middle of June. It might, yes. It might be Commsverse.
Might be Commsverse. Again, yes. Mm-hmm.
That would be interesting. Commsverse is going to be rather incredible, of course, because we are going to be on Commsverse TV for the whole 2 days.
Ooh, nice.
Commsverse TV, organized by, I suppose I should say, M365 Distilled and Fusion Talk, because we'll
have a
nook with us. And we'll be talking to speakers. Moraine is going to set up a whole bunch of speaker talks, so that's your job. And then...
Okay.
You got your job now?
Okay.
All right. And Anouk's going to arrange with all the suppliers.
Sponsors.
Yeah, the sponsors. And I will get all the techie stuff done and be the hero of the day.
So I need to talk to all the whiny old buggers while she...
They listen to this.
While she's talking...
Guys, we love you really. Don't believe a word he says.
While she's talking to all the people that are bringing swag and cool stuff with them.
No. No, okay. I think we'll all be talking to all of them, or you and I will be talking to most of them. Who knows? I haven't yet worked out all the details. But Commsverse will be interesting, especially if we're going to do 150. That would be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should explain about Mikul Tor.
Yes.
Because we're not going to taste it today, but we did taste it just as a appetizer earlier.
I think we should do it next time, maybe.
As a proper tasting.
So we
will get into Michael in the next podcast.
Yes.
If there's any left.
But he blew my socks off. All right. Okay.
No, I'm speechless.
Nope. Not going to go there. Okay.
We are going to taste something rather special, though, that neither of us have been anywhere near.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I've never tasted anything from this distillery.
Yep. So we're going to taste something from Glenlossie, Speyside. Another Speyside. That's a Speyside. And this is a Speyside not.
And that's a Speyside like my mother's an astronaut. I mean, what? Anyway, no, but I'm really looking forward to this Glenlossie. I've never had a Glenlossie before.
No, nor me. And this is a 21-year-old. It's an independent bottler's edition. And looking forward to that. So that will be cool.
Courtesy
of my barber. What did I give him this time? I sent him... The one we tasted at the last podcast from Pitlockery.
Gabrifeldi?
No. Pitlockery. Smallest distillery.
Oh, the Edrador.
Thank you.
Yes, sorry. Yes.
No, no worries. Yeah. The Edrador. Yes, yeah. So he had a shot of that, which was rather nice as well. We started off talking about whiskey. We should stop.
Yes.
Because we're going to fight each other today.
Yes.
We found yet another subject, they're rare, that we come at from a different direction.
Who knew?
Surprise, surprise.
Something that we are not seeing, how do you say it, eye to eye to know.
Eye to eye is right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're kind of semi-aligned.
Yes, but the thing is, this is a pretty big one.
Okay, let's start off by asking the question, are either of us right?
Probably not.
Mostly because it depends.
It very much depends, exactly, yes.
And maybe this should actually be a question on one of the future episodes of It Depends.
I think that's a really good idea, yeah.
Cool.
Because I think that this is a question that a lot of organizations that are just starting out with Microsoft 365 are struggling with.
Maybe, but maybe they're not. Maybe they have a clear idea, or maybe they don't think about it at this depth. They go, need a homepage, done.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like the Roman Empire. How often do you think about the Roman Empire? Yeah,
apparently
something like
do
that
every day.
Yeah.
Okay, but what if it's more like, how do I deal with content types? What are content types? Don't need them. Kind of conversation. So you get more depth out of your content and your intellectual content. And if you go with content types, for your Copilot and all that kind of, I was going to say topics then, but we can rest in peace, topics.
Yeah, no.
All right. Or I just use document libraries. So it's that level of conversation. We're going to talk about intranets.
Yes. The role of an intranet.
The role of an intranet. Nice. Yes. And the perspective of an intranet.
Yeah, but also what it entails, who should own it, how far it goes, how far it stretches.
We're actually going to talk about what an intranet should represent, I think, is probably the nearest
because
subject.
As we said, we've got very, very different ideas about that. Yes,
we have. And I made the mistake in this current project of letting Moraine set the intranet up, and now I'm having to fight it all the time because it's not doing what I want it to do.
That's not true. You set it up, and I don't like it.
No, I don't like it.
And I'm always fighting to make it finally do what I want to.
Work.
No.
Okay. All right. Look, we're going to let you guys decide. All right. But I think you're right. We should actually put it as a question on It Depends.
Yes, exactly.
Do you guys know what It Depends is?
Oh, we should do a little commercial about that.
We should do a commercial.
Exactly.
So, once upon a time, we were driving back from Comsverse.
Through the green hills.
On the little roads, yes. Enjoying England's green and pleasant lands. And we were talking about the different ways that we communicate information as MVPs and as speakers. And the event we'd just come back from.
And the opportunities that lie ahead.
And I said, there's bound to be a way that we can turn teaching into a game show.
Yeah.
And you said, nah. Nah. And I said, I'll take that challenge.
Yes.
And we're still not sure yet who we're right. But it's turning out to be bloody good fun. So what we have is a game show with two beautiful ladies, because I can't describe them as anything else because they'll shout and kill me. And it's on YouTube.
You should say that they are two remarkable professionals.
Oh, okay.
To be proper inclusive and whatever.
So they're not beautiful. I just want to get your opinion on this.
No, now you're getting me into. I'm trying to rescue you. Don't drag me down.
All right. No, seriously. Yes, we have two wonderfully intelligent and smart ladies, because somebody has to be smart on this program. And there's just you and me to start off with. And basically, we come up with a question and we say, look, this is the question. And the answers are A, B, and C. And A, B, and C are all correct answers. But it's really about what is most important from a governance perspective.
Yeah.
So It Depends is a governance quiz show.
Exactly.
It lasts about 40 minutes, and it's getting longer because we're having so much fun. We've got three episodes up because I had to dump one because it didn't work very well. And I think we're getting there. Actually, the last episode was really so much fun. So basically what happens is we place a question on the screen, and everybody speaks to that question and says why their view is more important. And then you mark each other's, and then I decide who wins.
Yeah. And there's a little bonus question as well.
Yes, to dig down a bit.
And yeah, exactly.
It's good fun. It's called It Depends. It's on YouTube. And yes. It's at It Depends Steve, because that was the only thing I could get as an handle. So It Depends, right. Steve, one word and two S's. So yep. There you go. Look, check it out, and we'll put the link in the podcast. So if you go into the notes of the podcast, we'll put a link in there. But it's good fun. It really is good fun. We've had 80 listens already, you know, on
yeah,
on
I saw that. I saw that list go up. Yes. Yeah. Good.
So it's good fun. And so we'll see whether it works out, but it's starting to...
That reminds me, I'm now part of a mastermind group about Microsoft 365, where some of the brightest minds of the Microsoft 365 world are together and post articles, and I don't know why they let me in, but it's cool. But I need to post it there, and they will amplify the message about the
who the hell came to you with it? Wasn't April the 1st, was it?
No.
Cool.
No,
seriously, it's
musings during MVP summit and having conversations that lead to other things.
You are so well connected, it's unbelievable. Very envious of that. Your ability to have that connection is brilliant.
Here's another one that wants to connect. It's
Hello.
Max.
Have they threw you off the sofa, Max? All right, so I think he's here to stay. If you want to just shut the door,
I think
he'll settle down. There we go. All right, good. So Max has joined us, so he'll start getting frustrated soon. But other than that, he'll settle down at Moraine's feet and we'll move on.
Probably,
all right.
Yes.
So, intranet.
Yeah.
So, are you... This dog is pretty stupid. He just likes to get between your legs.
Yeah.
He does. And then knock you over because he's so big you can't move him to one side. He's strong as anything. Go on, get out of the way. Right. We're all waiting for him to settle down now.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. All right.
He is intrigued by the cables.
Yeah.
And I did notice that my internet cable, which comes in just by outside that door there, has got big teeth mark on it.
So
my cable, yeah, for the cable TV and my fiber, yeah, whatever it is.
So if we're in a meeting and you suddenly drop off, that means the dog is outside.
The dog is outside chewing the cable, yes.
Yeah. All right, cool.
All right, good.
That's fine. Okay, right, good.
So who's going to start?
Yes. Who's going to start?
Who's the most traditional, you or me?
I think I'm the most traditional.
You think you're traditional?
I think I am the most traditional in my original way of thinking. Not my new way of thinking. No, yeah, not the revised one, but the original way of thinking. I think that's a pretty classical way of looking.
Let's stick with that classic view to start off with then, because
yes.
I think that classic view is not classic. But mm-hmm. I'll go into that in a minute or two.
Okay.
Go.
If you hear me scream like a girl, that's because Max
is just bitching the balls.
He loves to walk between my legs, but I'm just a few centimeters too short for him to do that in a good way. Anyway, Max, I'm not gonna cuddle you because then you will not stop cuddling me back. So, all right. Oh, I love that dog so much. Anyway, so my classic way of thinking is that the intranet is a communication platform owned by internal comms, where they put news on, where all the divisions can put news on, where all the divisions can put on their published information. Like, for example, HR will have lots of information about how do I request holiday leave.
So you have the classic triangle.
Yeah, all right, exactly.
Where starting from the bottom, you have collaboration, then somewhere in the middle, you have divisional sites, and then at the top, you have the homepage.
Exactly. But for me, the collaboration part is not part of the intranet. For me, it's all about homepage, navigation, and the divisions publishing their news and their information for the whole organization.
Okay, so the classic triangle is still there, the SharePoint triangle, homepage, division of sites, collaboration, or team sites.
Yes.
But for you, it's the first two that make the intranet.
Yes.
Okay, which is bullshit. Of course.
That's what you say.
It is absolutely okay. Wrong. But let's just go back to what SharePoint was like in 2001 and 2003.
Rubbish. You mean? Oh, yes. Okay. No.
No, but let's just cover the architecture.
2003, so we're talking about theme sites and theme services, SharePoint theme services.
And site pages.
And did they already have site pages then?
They had site pages. Okay. But you created them from the bottom upwards. So you created these publishing pages in your sites, which you then were able to create a navigation around. And that was part of your intranet. I know all that went to cock and they stopped, like they do everything else. There's a bunch of stuff we know are coming back again that used to be taken out of SharePoint.
Yeah.
But, you know, so we're going back to SharePoint's old enough now to be going through its cyclical stage where some of those really cool things from 5 years ago are going to appear again.
Yeah.
But in those days, so that's what you had. So you built it from the bottom upwards, not the top downwards.
Okay.
But was it a successful intranet? No. But that's basically the way you published content. And you actually did that in 2001 as well.
Yeah, but to be honest, there was not a lot of good HTML technology in 2001. So
no, it was all fairly... And what was really interesting was if you deleted the pages, you blew the site.
Oh, yeah, probably.
So it wasn't as robust as it was.
No.
But that was the classic triangle. It developed into that classic triangle of homepage, divisional pages, and then team sites. So, you know, that's where we're, that's where you're coming from.
Yeah.
That's your classic view.
That's my classic view. So, and how people get there is that they open up their browser and they automatically see the homepage. On the homepage, you've got quick links, you've got your news overview, you've got some navigation, and that's basically it.
Okay. Now, but you then say that you have a separation, a distinct separation between collaboration pages or the intranet, sorry, and the intranet.
Yes, exactly. So for me, collaboration happens in Teams. All collaboration
but
happens in
that's
Teams.
Based on team sites. From an architectural perspective, it's SharePoint team sites that are in the bottom part of the triangle. What all the MS Teams is doing is adding a skin on the front.
Yes, but adding the communication layer, which is, I think, so important
for
as well.
For the collaboration. I won't argue with that. That's not what we're talking about.
No,
we're talking
about
intranet here for the time being.
Yes.
Okay. Access to that data and what it actually means.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So your perspective is that intranets are really about communicating to the organization.
Exactly. For me, it is actually a separate product. So for me, I couldn't care less if they separated communication sites and team sites off in two separate products, because for me, communication sites are that intranet bit. And for me, that is totally something separate.
How wrong can you be? I mean, that's the real question I have. For me, home is a landing page.
Yes.
And I get all the things I need to do for work. It's my work home.
Actually, if you go to Microsoft365.com...
It's wrong.
Or if you go to your OneDrive homepage, you will see actually all your documents and all the things that you're working with.
I have to go to two places now to be able to work. I have to go to the homepage to get my communications, and I have to go to my OneDrive to get all the work I need.
Yeah, and you also need
to
go to Outlook, and you also need to go to the coffee machine, and you also... There's a bunch of things that you need to do.
But
the thing is, the intranet is there to look stuff up. If you want to look for a new car, you can see what cars are available.
Sorry.
Stuff like that.
I've got a bad throat.
If you're looking for an IT manual, you want to go look at the intranet. It's a place where a few people publish content and the whole organization consumes the content.
But that's so that you can build it and forget it.
No, it should be very alive.
So it will, but I only go to that homepage to see some news. So once I've seen the news in the morning, I don't need to go there for the rest of the day. That's if I bother going there at all. What's it delivering to me?
Could be. The published information that
news.
I can find from
So I go there with a purpose.
I go there with a purpose. I want to ask for holiday leave.
You're going to keep saying the same. No, just a second. Yeah, but you'll get how to ask for holiday leave, not to actually do the holiday
leave. No, there's probably going to be a link to the application or the form or the whatever.
So I don't actually do it in there. I don't actually do anything in there then.
Nope. Probably
I just
not.
Read shit.
Yes.
Okay.
So like the newspaper.
Like a newspaper.
Like a newspaper.
All right. So it's actually a newspaper.
Yeah. Backed up with some content.
The newspaper's
like the
got content in it.
Policies, procedures,
like the deaths,
manuals.
Births.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Crap then.
Yes.
Let's be honest. A newspaper is only valuable for the headline.
That is very true. Yes.
All right.
And
unless
I believe
you
that
know what you're looking for in that newspaper.
Yes. And if the tagline triggers enough, you will read the actual article. So and I think that's very valid for news in the
So if I want to get communications to it, if I want to go and get communications, I have to go looking for it.
Yes, and if you open up the browser, what we all do 100 times a day.
No, we don't. I only open up my browser because you force it on me because you've made it the default page.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't
know
otherwise.
That's what everyone does because that's the way to connect people to news.
Okay, so what if it was seamless? So what if when I land on my Microsoft 365 environment from any location, I can get and be fed the information that's relevant to me using this product called SharePoint, all right, that actually delivers the content that's important to me, regardless of where I'm at. Because you're sitting there talking about going to the internet, I'm just talking about going to one page that leads me to everything that is important to me in that day.
So how does it know what is important to you?
Because it grows. It knows what I click on. It knows
my
audiences.
We're not talking Copilot here.
No, we're not talking Copilot. Yeah, we're talking about
content
types and kind of SharePoint page. So I get a good navigation. So from that home page, I can ignore the news or I can read the news. All right.
Yeah.
I maybe have something in there that says, hey, this is your next meeting. You see, he agrees with me. Max
he's shouting at you.
No, he's not. He's agreeing, aren't you? Yes, I think he wants to go out back in with the ladies, go and watch television. If you open the door, my guess is he'll disappear.
Go.
There we go. This podcast is going to be called Maximus Interruptus.
Maximus Interruptus.
So, for me, the internet is a way of being led into everything that I need to do for my job. It's about leading me into work. So it's going to maybe tell me some news. It's going to give me the interesting links that I need for the applications that I live with. It's going to tell me if the status of something, whether the network's dead, whether the system's going to fail, whether I need to do some tasks. It's going to tell me whether it might just say to me, hey, there are some messages waiting for you. It might tell me that I've got a meeting coming up in 20 minutes. It might tell me, hey, you've got some free time. Have a look at the news. All right. It's about getting into work. Now, how it does that, I don't care. But that's how I see the internet. So that when that default page comes up in my browser, it's adding value. At the moment, it adds nothing if all it's telling me is the news and nothing changes. So that intranet is not adding value. So therefore, I have to ask myself, if I go with your line and I go straight into OneDrive or I go straight into Outlook or I don't need to go to the news page, there's not value there.
I totally don't agree about that.
No, really?
No. Who knew?
So instead of just saying you don't agree with me, tell me why it's wrong.
Well, I do agree that everything needs to have value. Absolutely.
Right.
And I do agree that it would be very cool to have one location to see everything, to see my calendar meetings, to see all the documents that are relevant, to see all the news that's relevant to know if my dog shed in the house that day. I mean, I kind of want to see everything. That would be super cool. But there's just no way to have that into one application. Teams is trying to be that, or has been trying to be that.
You're talking about intranet.
I know. Okay, I know. I know. But we're talking about intranet. We're talking about one page or one location that serves me a bunch of information.
As a doorway into my work.
Exactly. Right. So one dashboard, if you will, that shows me all kinds of relevant information from different sources.
That's definitely relevant. Yes, yeah. That's my work.
Yeah, documents, news, calendars, maybe whatever. Yeah.
It's not just the whole calendar. It's just, hey, the point that I'm looking at it is telling me what's coming next.
Yeah.
Or something that's important that I need to do.
Yeah. And to be honest, a lot of applications are doing that today. So, for example, Outlook will give you 50 minutes.
Second stop. Okay. I'm going to keep you focused. Okay. This is about intranet, not about different applications.
No. I'm trying to focus on your dashboard page.
You're trying to move me away from your news page because it's only got news on it.
It's got news. It's got quick links. It's got navigation. It's got these things.
I have no idea what's behind it.
Because if you... What do you see when you open up your browser?
Now?
Yes.
News?
No. Well, if...
this browser here on my non-work
machine. Yeah, exactly. Your personal thing. Does it just
open
up...
box. It has a
purpose. Google. It opens up Google.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
But I do know what it does.
Yes. Because there you can search for something. Yeah, exactly. Lots of people have it on the Bing now because that enables Copilot and whatever. Anyway, sidetracked.
I have the same thing too. But yes. Yeah, if you scroll down, you get Copilot.
Yeah.
Which is rather cool.
But by default, Edge will give you like local news.
In Dutch.
Like,
and
miss,
I don't understand
miss
that.
Whatever politician did something,
in Dutch,
whatever.
But
yeah, exactly.
I don't understand
it. Yeah, exactly.
It knows I'm English.
It does, yes.
But it still gives it me in Dutch.
Yeah. I get it in French sometimes.
Okay. So it's no use then.
That's one of the first things I turn off because I hate it.
Fine. That's because you go to the browser to actually start digging down where you want to go to.
Yeah, I open up the browser because there's somewhere I want to go to.
Fine. But you're not working at this point.
I am.
So
I'm
what's
working.
The purpose?
Yeah.
Then?
Maybe I'm writing a PowerShell script and I want to look up how to do something.
Okay, so you have a specific purpose.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. I completely agree with where you're going.
I never opened up the browser. Well, maybe if I want to check my Gmail or whatever. Okay. Then I'm
So you're standing in front of your machine, you open the browser, and you start searching for your PowerShell command. Okay?
Yes.
Completely unaware that your network has been disconnected or is going to be disconnected in 5 seconds' time. Because you don't have that on the page that you've just opened on your intranet because you only had a focus, which was to do some browsing. So you put in my PowerShell command, you hit enter and get no results back and have no idea why.
I'm not following.
Because on my intranet page, my landing page, I get to do all of that searching. But I also get notified if there's something important that I need to say. So I would know that because it's telling me that, hey, the network's going to go down in 5 seconds' time, I actually have that piece of information available to me. That is the definition of value.
Yeah, but that could also be written as a news post. Hey, today between 10 and 12, or tomorrow between 8 and 9, the network will be down.
So we're assuming that it's the only news post or the priority news post.
No, but there's always a number of news posts that are being shown. Five, could be seven,
let's say it's number
whatever.
Seven then. All right, but I'm going on there with the purpose of finding a PowerShell command.
But that's the role of the intranet owner for me, internal communications, to see how many news posts per day are being published. And maybe that... the internet is going to be down for a few hours, or the network's going to be down. Maybe that's a very special kind of news post that we might want to put in big letters on top of the page.
Okay.
just to make sure that everybody reads it.
That's okay. So that means that I can't browse, but I'd still be able to get to my local content. I'd still be able to get to my calendar. I'd still get to be able to see those things because they're not stopping me browsing the internet.
You will still really see your synced
yeah,
files, you
I
mean?
Would. That's a local network. It's not like a connection to the internet stopping me going to find out about PowerShell's script. Stay with the game here. We're talking about you going online to research a PowerShell script.
Yeah.
My view about getting into the work, forgetting your PowerShell script for a minute or two. Sure. My view about getting into the work is that everybody has different interests. Everybody has different audiences and requirements.
Yes.
Which is why there's never just one headline on a newspaper. There's on a newspaper front page, you will find things that are telling you about the local television channel, what's happening, articles about the new to sport, local sports team, some kind of social stuff.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because everybody has a different way of starting work.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're forcing news on them and communications because you're not willing for them to do anything else. And that's why people won't make it a priority.
We could also do it differently. There's now a way to send news as an email.
Okay, so you don't agree then that the internet should only be... So you agree the internet should not only be news? Because now you're finding alternatives.
No, that brings me back to what I was trying to say earlier, is that a bunch of applications are trying to do a bunch of things these days.
Correct.
So now we've got that news capability to send news as an email, so that now I don't need to go to my intranet page, but I will get it directly in my inbox.
How many emails do you get a day?
Way too many. So that's not a solution for me. No, absolutely.
But your sole focus is only delivering news.
News and those manuals, procedures, policies, those
company,
kind of things.
Company, business,
business information, exactly.
Public information across the organization, but not personal information.
Not collaboration.
Or personal information. And not that I need to approve something.
No, that's not on the intranet.
3 minutes so I can make a decision if I've got time to read this news or not. So none of that information.
No, because there's other applications that manage your calendar that will notify you.
If I open that application and go to it.
Yes, because that is you're supposed to have those applications open.
Why?
I don't know. You're supposed to have Outlook open. I know a few people that are...
How do I know which application I need to open up first that's most important?
There is no one application that's most important.
Exactly. So if I have a page in my intranet that I open first every single day and I get told by that whether there's a problem I need to deal with, something I need to approve, then my next meeting that I've got time to browse the news, if I get told those in a flash... then that's value. If I have to go to the intranet, look at the news, then I open my Outlook to see where my emails are, and then I look at my calendar, and then I go to MS Teams for messaging, which I accept that we've not got that on the homepage at this point in time, then there are four things I have to do, and they only deliver one value each.
Yes.
Whereas an intranet that brings you into work... actually gives you multiple values on the same page.
So what would it tell me? So it would tell me meetings. Will it tell me how many emails I got and which ones are important?
No.
Does it tell me what meetings I have today that are important?
Yes. No, but it will tell you at that moment in time...
what my next meeting is.
What my next meeting is.
It's cool, but maybe the meeting afterwards is one that I really should prepare for.
That's a different kettle of fish. Then you would go to the specific tool to manage your time or your planning.
But
for
why
your
should I go to that specific tool to manage my planning while this dashboard is supposed to tell me all my plans?
It can tell you that if you want it to.
Yeah.
It can actually say these are my next three meetings.
It's true.
But that's just about what adds value to the people. So we learn what they actually want to see. But you're saying we don't do that. I'm saying we do. So if you're complaining about the level that I'm doing it, then
I'm just that
means you agree with where I'm coming from.
I'm just thinking that you're saying we need to have a page that adds value. I agree.
I'm saying it does add value.
Okay, cool. And I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
I'm sure that we could build a page that has value. Absolutely. But if I go to Microsoft365.com on that homepage, today that brings me so much value because that will show me my next meetings. I think that's on top there as well these days. It will show me content that's relevant for me, who has done what on what level.
And what which page will tell you this?
The Microsoft365.com
just a second.
Homepage.
No. Let's just keep you steered up here. We're talking about intranet, not talking about where I can get the rest of the information.
But the intranet is just a page somewhere.
Okay.
And so it could be this one here on the left. It could be that one on the right. Fine.
So in actual fact, it's failing then to deliver communications because I'm going to go to my Microsoft 365 page to find out what my work is. You've just said go to that page to find out about your work.
Yeah.
So therefore, I don't go to the communications page?
Of course, because the communications page is the place where you will find communications.
Fine.
It's a different product.
So I don't
You're trying to do collaboration and finding information that is relevant for you in your day. While I'm trying to deliver communications.
Now, what I'm actually doing is I'm going to one place that will tell me the things that I need to be aware of so I can move on with my day at any time in the day. So if it's 10 o'clock in the morning,
yes.
Then I get to see whether the news has changed. I get to see where my next meeting is. I get to see whether there's anything that I need to do. So I don't have to go to five different places to find out whether I need to approve anything, whether I've got an email that's important. Whether I've got messages that I need to do, whether I've got, and then I can go down the list.
So you should just stay in Outlook then.
Why? That won't tell me whether I've got something to approve.
Yeah, it will. The approval thing as an email.
Have you noticed that Microsoft today announced that they're going to stop sending your insights by email because it's blocking up your communications?
Really? I didn't see that. Oh,
yes.
Cool. That's funny, actually. okay.
No. They're telling you to go to the pages, and they've now simplified the insights page. It's actually
but
really
I
cool.
love that push thing. So I love to open up my email and just seeing that email there and clicking on it and looking at, okay, these are the important things, and did you do this today?
But you know, what's really cool is if you've got an intranet that's set up as your work page, you can have an insight web part on there that will give you that information readily anytime you want to look at it. You'll be able to calculate, have I met the target of attending all my meetings on time? Have I met the target of RSVing?
The problem is that all these things are not together on one page. So I need to go to my Viva Engage, to my communities. I need to go to my Viva Insights for my
day. You know as well as I do, you can design the intranet to do 1,000 things.
Yes.
So you could easily have a right-hand panel on your intranet that is giving you the important piece of information. And in fact, you could program your own page and say, actually, I would like this one to be more important than that one. Because I get to see the page that I need to see my work first. That is the point of an intranet. It's a network. It's bringing me my network data into one place from inside my network. I'm going to hit something else before we go anywhere else because we both put it on the board here. So what percentage of all the data you deal with in the day is news?
Very little.
10%.
Yes.
But you want to make the whole homepage news. Well, amounts of the page news.
No. I meant to say that all the news is coming on my homepage or on my...
We're talking about the homepage here. That's
okay,
all we're talking
about.
The intranet is the homepage. It's got navigation to other things.
Yes.
But as far as you're concerned, it's just about news. It's not about collaborative data.
No, it's news, quick links... kind of try to put Viva Engage on it.
It's stuff that I might need, not stuff that I do need.
Well, it's funny because for smaller customers, I put Viva Engage next to the news. And then we say the news is the thing that you need to know. The Viva Engage is a nice to know.
So do I need to know news more than the starting time of a 9X meeting with the CEO? No.
No.
Right. So news is 10% of my days. Priority is quite low. Priority is quite low.
Yes.
All right. Yes. So what about documents that I'm working
but
on?
That's all. I mean, you go to Teams to do your work. You go to Outlook email. You go to the intranet to read the news.
So look something up. Let's ignore the intranet stuff.
Okay.
Ignore the internet. Bye-bye internet. Throw the board out the window. No, we love the board.
Please keep the board.
Keep the board. Yes. All right. So the intranet then is just one more tool.
Yes.
You don't care.
No,
so
exactly.
The internet is not important.
To be honest, no, that's not what I've
said.
But
it is. It's the same as Outlook or Teams.
Yes, exactly.
Or Engage. It's exactly the same as those.
Actually, to be honest, I thought 5 years ago, I thought they were going to separate SharePoint into document storage and into the communications layer and to make it a separate product. But they didn't. And that's fine.
Well,
but that would make things so much easier.
You did. Yeah, no, what they're saying is if they build it my way. I did it my
way. No, because...
Have you noticed there's not been a podcast in the last 5 or 6 podcasts where I haven't sung at least once?
Okay. No, no.
I don't know why. Anyway.
Okay.
So anyway, you got to the point where you was admitting that intranet is not important.
Frank Sinatra, big friend of the podcast, by the way. Yes,
very much so.
Yes.
Very much so.
Yeah, he listens to every episode, he said. Yes.
Yes.
Is he dead? I think so.
Like most of our
listeners. Exactly. Like most of our listeners. Oh, okay.
Well, let's be honest. Okay. They're an ignorant bunch. We love every one of them. But when we ask them to tell us what they think, they never respond.
Crickets, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so ignoring internet for a minute, you're basically saying that the internet is just one more of the many tools that we have.
Exactly. That is exactly what I'm saying.
And you want to spend your time building intranets. So you want to limit your capability to just pages and news.
Yes.
You don't
care about
Teams anymore.
No, I mean, that is what I love to do. You love to drive your car, but you hate to be stuck in traffic. Same thing for me. I love designing intranets, but I'm also more than happy to design collaboration sites. That's also fun. But I really enjoy building intranets.
Actually, but all you do is put news on them. And Edge.
And quick links. Yeah. And yes, but it's about the navigation. It's about building
bullshit.
That homepage.
It's about bullshit. But all you're doing is delivering half the information somebody needs.
You're not angry at Microsoft Forms for it not displaying your calendar. It's just something completely different.
I tell you what it is. It's a tool, isn't it?
It is a tool. It should be a separate product.
Pages, tool.
Yes. SharePoint
Documents,
pages.
Tool.
Yes.
Excel, tool. PowerPoint,
yes.
Tool.
Yes.
Okay. News, tool.
Yes.
Where do I keep all my tools?
In the toolbox.
And when I open the lid, I get to see all my tools all laid out there.
Yes.
Just like an intranet should be.
Yes.
Cool. Thank you very much. Job done.
No. I was too fast. Sorry. No.
That's what your missus said.
Oh, fuck. I should have known. No, but it's going to Microsoft365.com, and that will give you an outline of these are all the tools that you have.
So I need to have a different toolbox then for all the applications.
Yes,
so I
because
go and open
intranet,
a toolbox that I want to go in.
Because intranet is just one of the tools in the toolbox.
The first box I open is a form because I have to create a form. So I open my forms box and I create the form.
You open up the toolbox, you grab the form tool.
And I do some work on it and everything else.
You
not
save
knowing
it.
Knowing that there is a meeting with my CEO, all right, in another toolbox that's closed because I didn't look inside it.
Exactly.
Okay, and that's my fault.
Yes.
Where's the value in that?
Because you have a calendar, you have an email box.
Where is the value in that? Where is the value
in locking
away that information so I can't see it?
There's no value. If you don't open your Outlook and you're busy doing something else, or you're standing at the coffee machine, and if nobody tells you that the meeting has started, you will be late.
All right, let's just go and test this with the audience. All right, I've had enough of this. Okay, audience, this is Moraine's assessment, is that if you've got to go to one individual application, one application at a time, tell us how much you like that. Yeah, it's okay. All right, this is my audience over here with Steve that says, yeah, woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. Seriously, who would employ you?
What?
Who would employ you to actually build their services and keep everything separately in different rooms in different places? Why could you not? Why would you not see the value in being able to bring the relevant information into one place that they can glance over and then make the decision which toolbox they open? Because now they have all the information they need to make better decisions.
They don't.
They do.
No, they don't. They see that their next meeting is there, but...
Just a second. Let's take that example.
Okay.
They see that their next meeting starts in 30 minutes.
Yes.
Or that it starts in 2 minutes. I can then make a decision, a valuable decision.
Yes.
So how do I know whether I can make that decision by looking at the intranet?
You don't, because that's not what it does.
No, exactly.
If you're going to clean your aquarium, you're not taking a hammer.
Keep distracting everything. So now what you're saying is I should go to something first.
You should take a look at your calendar.
So I go to my calendar
first. And take a look at what you have.
That's beautiful. But then I miss that the company is firing 30 people this morning because I didn't go look at my news.
Exactly. Yes.
So
you will miss that if you don't look at the news. You will miss that.
So
but it's the same thing.
No, it's the same thing. You're telling me to go and look at the news. I'm going to go and look at the news. But now I miss that I should have been in a meeting with the CEO 2 minutes ago.
It's the same thing like me not listening to the news while I'm in the car and listening to podcasts. And a few years ago, I arrived at my project where I was working for, and everybody was super down and crying. And I was like, ooh, what's happened? Oh, there's been a bombing in Brussels. Oh, I didn't know about that. Oh, it was on the news. I don't listen to the news. So that's my problem.
But that's
perfect. I miss things.
If you had the news set up on your radio so that headlines came in the middle of your podcast, it would have said, hey, there's a bombing in Brussels. Don't go there. And you'd have been informed.
Exactly. But for that one time in a year, there's actually something I need to know.
Something new happens every day.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't care about it.
But you don't know how important it is.
That's very true.
And unless you actually have the ability to be notified or to view or to take a cross-section view, you'll never know what's important.
It's true.
You're basically going to make a decision of priority without knowing.
Okay, so can we agree that the internet homepage should include news?
I can agree with the news because that's 10% of my content, so I don't mind part of it including news.
Okay, good. Then we've found at least some common ground. I mean,
I thought
you were going to go somewhere. No,
nice
of course
one.
Not. No.
Actually, too shameful.
Yes.
That was good.
I yes.
like that. But it's bullshit, of course. So
yes. No, but it's common ground. So what you're saying is that next to news, we also need a bunch of other things.
No,
you're laughing. Does that mean that we're not recording or no?
No, we are recording.
Okay.
It's like 55 minutes is gone.
Oh, jeez. Okay. We need to wrap this up. We need to have some whiskey.
We need to
bond over whiskey.
We do.
Yes.
It's interesting. I mean, I'm fairly soon we've enjoyed ourselves in this conversation.
Yes.
But have we actually got a conclusion? Have I managed to convince you of some view that the intranet page, the page I land on when I open my browser, has to tell me more than just news?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You convinced me that it might be a good idea to put a lot of relevant information together on one page, on your homepage.
I tell you what I did like. I liked it when you could have a pop-up window on, was it 2017 or 2013? You could have the little inserted window on your page. You know, there was a way when you clicked open a form, it actually lifted it up. I can't remember what they called it. There was a special...
Oh, the dialogue. is the dialogue option. Yeah,
because
yeah.
One
yeah.
of the things that I did somewhere, can't remember where, was that when you opened the page, the dialogue box popped open with the first couple of news stories, which you could then close. And then you could get on and do your other thing. So the internal...
That's horrible.
I know.
So you're,
I know.
You're making everyone do an extra click.
No. Okay, that's another conversation to have.
Okay.
Too many clicks is not bad, as long as every click adds value. Everything used to be 3 clicks away. But nowadays, it doesn't matter how many clicks.
I fullheartedly agree. Yes.
Like, you know, click, porn. Happy wife. Don't need to go anymore. One click away.
Easy.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. Adverts. Nah. Porn. Just 2 clicks. Still irrelevant.
Anyway.
All right. So look. I don't know whether we've gone all the way, but I mean, I think I'll give you a few minutes, no, seconds, to talk about yours, and then what my view, and we'll let the users decide, because...
And actually, what we've been talking about a few weeks, just between us as well, if we take a look at how, where we are in 5 years into the future, how would this then look? Would we then have a co-pilot where we would walk into the building, turn on our laptops, and the co-pilot would say, this is how your day looks, this is the important stuff that you need to know, and these are the important messages.
Actually, have we not had this for a while?
It's called the notification screen on your phone?
No, I was just going to see whether this works or not. Oops, I can't do it. If I sit there and say, hey, Google. Hey, Google. No, you see, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But the Amazon stuff and Siri and all that kind of stuff, they were able to tell you what your next meetings were.
Yes.
But what we can do now with Copilot is that it will be able to sit there and say what's most important to me. What do I need to know, Copilot?
There's value judgment built in
there.
So,
yeah. But I think to follow on that story... we did have a brainstorming session last week. We were talking about, we had a conversation which started this one off, which was, you think that Teams should be the document library and I think SharePoint should be. And that's another conversation to have.
Yeah.
But at that point we said, okay, let's just work out where we would want to be with documents in 2 years' time.
Mm-hmm.
And then that make our decision. And neither of us could honestly say we knew where that would be.
No.
The only thing we did know is that metadata was going to be important because of where we're at.
Yeah.
But that was about it.
Yeah, sure.
Because we are in a point in life where there are so many changes happening. We really difficult to work out the value of what Copilot and AI and stuff is going to do.
Yeah.
But I think what it be if 2 years' time, I would expect to go to this homepage and it would know what news is important to me and what meetings are important to me and what work I need to respond to. And then I would only have one page, but it would have the most important articles on. And when I do them, it will then give me the next most important one and the next most important one.
Yes.
So, but it is interesting.
Yes. Then that is something I would value.
Yeah.
I would value a single screen giving me all the information that I need to know to start up my day.
Have you seen the Microsoft app on the phone?
That's
really quite good because that gives you everything. Yeah. It's actually been updated. And I've just left it on here.
Okay.
But it is actually quite cool in terms of where it's going now. So it is a lot better at giving you the content. So
okay.
But maybe that's where it needs to be, getting Copilot on there. Oh, it's actually up there on the top right-hand side. But I really want to be able to talk to it, to be honest. I really do want Cortana and Copilot to make a bastard child.
Okay. No, but yes, it is something that I would love. I would love for the system to sense that I'm driving up the parking lot so that it knows I've got 90 more seconds in the car. And then in 60 seconds, give me all the things I need to know before I walk into the building.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Like this is the news. And by the way, your boss just had a little fender bender this morning, so he's gonna be super annoyed. So stay clear away. Something like that.
My CISO is gonna go nuts. And my data protection officer.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
All right. Do you want to talk about this whiskey? You're going to have to go and read it on the page because we know we don't know much. We haven't got a bottle or anything. No.
So.
And I'll just pour this out.
We have a berries. So you showed that earlier and I was like, ooh, we're going to have a berries. That's cool. But this is actually a Glenlossie. So Berries, the independent bottler. They're the wine and spirit merchants. So Glenlossie. Glenlossie from Speyside, of course. Not super well-known distillery, but...
But Loch Lomond wasn't either.
No, exactly.
And yet all of a sudden we're getting some amazing stuff from there.
Yes. So this one was distilled in 92.
Yes.
I guess. And it's now 21 years old. So it's bottled in 2014.
Yep.
Good. It's not cask strength, 46%.
No, it's not.
But it's probably very, very good. Okay. Cool.
It's neat. It's so it's from a single. It's not from a single barrel, but it's... a 21-year-old, there are not many. I think it is a single barrel, actually. I do take that back. Settled down. So, yes, we have some tasting notes from various people that came out on this, and what we're actually going to get is something that looks quite fruity. Apple and citrus and lime. Dog's gone to sleep. We can hear it snoring. Why don't we just look at it and then decide?
Yes.
So this is a Speyside. Okay, it's we've been doing a lot of Speyside stuff. We did one earlier today.
Well, Speyside is the place that's got the most distilleries. So yeah,
that's true. Yeah. That's true. And I'm actually thinking about it. On our first whiskey journey, we started at Elgin with Damn, bad name. Uh-huh. Anyway,
okay,
that's cool. We've got a whiskey that is a very lemony amber color.
Yes, pretty light.
And on the basis that when we've had light whiskies before, we've always got a bit of a pow.
Yes.
We'll see what this is actually going to do.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited by this. My first Glenlossie. Okay, the nose is pretty interesting.
Pleasant.
Yeah, exactly. And refined, but that's something you would expect from a 21-year-old.
Kind of subtle fruits.
Yeah, but also warm fruits, like not that citric or lemony. I don't get that on the nose.
There's a guy here called Chaos that left a report on this whiskey at the end of last year. And he says, nice ex-bourbon with maturity but less complexity. So that's the nose he described as.
Okay.
He's not wrong. But I can definitely get citrusy orange. No, orange is not right. Lime.
No,
they say lime on here.
I was thinking orange first as well, but it is not that, no. But if you swirl it in the glass, it gets nice and warm and open. Oh, that's a thinking face. Is that
it's
a face?
It's still finishing. It's going.
Okay. I thought that was a face like, I don't know what to think of this, but...
No, I think I'm going to enjoy a second taste in a minute. But it's got a bite to it. A pepper pepper after about 20 seconds is going to make your ears go. That is amazingly complex.
Raisins.
Yeah.
On the back of my throat. Yeah.
The sour, fruity taste... But I can't believe that nobody mentions pepper. A minimal bitterness, slightly mineral, very suitable and long-lasting.
Mm-hmm. No, it's definitely some chili
but
pepper
this,
in there.
This,
yeah,
yeah, maybe. But what I find about this as an overall whiskey is how fresh it is. Fresh is the word that comes to me. It's on the fresh on the nose. That kind of it's not lychees, but that kind of lemon, and I tell you what it smells like, a little bit like a tequila. It has that, not the tequila drink itself, but that lime and that mixture of lime and alcohol.
Yeah. I could see that. But I love how...
It's so fresh on the palate. It's beautiful.
Yeah. I love how it marries the warmth and the fresh side.
Yeah.
It is fresh without being too overly sweet and fresh, but it also is warm and gives you a nice hug. It's oily enough as well.
This is absolutely brilliant. This is really nice. I might actually try and find a Barrett bottle of this. And I got it from, it was over here in Belgium. So as I said, my barber, we always swap a whiskey.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, try this. It's one of my favorite ones. As you can see, there's not a lot gone down. But you're right. It's the second taste, especially, once you lose that first bite.
And that pepper just comes back after a while.
Amazing.
And just, boom, hits you in the face.
No, that is superb.
So I told you, 92. When we started, I told you that Michael was the best whiskey I've had this year. I need to revise that was the best peated whiskey I had this year. And I have to say that this is probably the best non-peated whiskey I had this year.
It is lovely, isn't it?
It is very, very, very lovely.
Might have to go and try and find a bottle of that.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's got an 86 out of 100 from 20 votes.
Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah, but I get that because it's a very limited release from this specific bottler.
Cask 3,472.
Yeah. Well, it's not that limited then, but still.
No. Well, I think it's the cask reference. So
okay.
Cask number. So it came out of, it is a single cask. I think that is incredibly nice. I really do. So if I look at some of the tasting tags here, so two people have got lemon. Yeah, that's citric freshness. That's where
it
comes
but
from.
Yes, but it's lime. Very funny because I just took my third sip and now I get that lemon
and lime.
Very, very pronounced.
Cooked mash. Yeah, not sure about that. Fragrant?
No.
It's a subtle nose. Even
it's subtle. It's not jumping out and it's not speaking at you. It's
not kind of going wow. It's just sitting there going, you know, I'm going to ease you into what is an excellent finish.
Yeah,
that's what this is doing.
Yeah, it's very, 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 very good.
And on that note, now that we've covered intranets and that I was right, I think we should finish. Because we've been talking and drinking for an hour and 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It's amazing how these conversations just disappear. Oh,
yes, it's true.
It is a great debate. And you know, the other thing that is interesting to think about is that you can do your intranet very quickly. So you can kind of get the news sorted out, the roll-ups fairly quickly. So it's 5 or 6 days work tops. Design, navigation in there,
so
and it's running
for,
and it's good to go.
For a company that is less than 500 people, my intranet is set up in 5 days.
Well, it's your setup in for 2,000 audience or 5,000 people, depending on the number of departments and countries.
So if it's a single country or a status. Yeah.
Whereas mine starts to add more value. So you can actually start off as a baseline intranet. Maybe there is something in that that says, hey, what is your intranet strategy?
Yeah.
So your intranet strategy starts by delivering news and corporate information and communications and being there to get the important stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then you start to work out where you can add value as you start to understand your business and where you're going. And then you start to use the technology to do that.
So your intranet would be the advanced version of the intranet.
Advanced or but a timely introduction of it. And so it also would help with all adoption and transformation stuff. Because you're going to do things in a period of time rather than trying to do it immediately. So not everything is
there. Oh, yeah. No, exactly. Because my intranet is something that can be released as a big bang is a bad word, but it's the intranet that's now being released and it's now open for everyone. Yeah, exactly. So this is... So what I'm guessing is that my intranet works with small companies that don't have a budget... Or that don't want to spend a lot of time and money on this.
Yeah, yours is out of the box, isn't it? It's trying to do anything clever.
You need there are a few concepts that you need to know, like hub sites. building navigation. These things is something that you need to know. But
there's this thing out there called the intranet, this new miracle stuff where people can search how to set up
exactly.
M365
yes,
intranet.
Buy my course, follow me on Twitter. Yes, exactly, those things. And then I think that once you see the value of that, you want to build upon it, and then you come on
with the smart stuff,
your advanced intranet. Now, also what I see with very big organizations with 60,000 plus people, my experience is that they also try to very much separate these things and really build the intranet as a separate place.
Yeah, I don't get that. I think that you need to have a strategy that says this is where the intranet is positioned in the organization mm-hmm. and what it does.
Yeah.
And then you basically work to where that goes.
All right.
Then that's where I'd like to take most of these things through, is about getting the content you need, the collaboration stuff. But I want to touch on something that only the people listening after the whiskey is going to catch up on, and that is that you changed your mind when we thought about this at the beginning. And you said, actually...
Yes. So I didn't really change my mind, but for the last few weeks, I've been helping a few organizations getting this set up. And actually, what I've been trying to say to everyone is that Teams might be the best place to start your work, because you will see all your collaboration stuff. You will see your calendar. You will see your files. But with Viva Connections, you could also see the intranet. Mm. The only problem I've got with that is that you actually need to click on all these things.
Yeah, agreed.
But it's the same thing
as... It's almost as if there could be a Teams homepage needed.
Actually, yes. Yes.
Actually,
that is a fucking brilliant idea. That if you open up Teams, you got a dashboard that just says, hey, this is everything
like today,
that you need to know.
I said to you, we were sitting there exchanging stuff, and you said, hey, can I delete this team site?
Yeah.
And I'm I need to tidy up stuff. But we got this really important shit we'd been talking about earlier, and I said, is this more important? You start tidying up your team sites? And you went, yes, it's a priority. And I kind of get it, because I did it last week. I kind of hid a bunch of sites and I spent some time doing it. And you shouldn't have to.
No, but it should be clear what team I work in has what audience and where I should be
You're overthinking it again.
Okay.
I think that when you open up Teams, there's certain things you need to know. I know I've been saying about meetings, but that is actually, in my opinion, I never look at my calendar until about an hour into my day.
Okay.
All right. Because I start so early and I know I've got no meetings at 6 a.m. in the morning.
That makes sense.
But at some point I go, okay, I need to now do this. Now, I know a lot of people that the night before or at the end of their day, they say, okay, what have I got to do tomorrow morning?
Yes.
But I would love to be able to just click on something and it says, hey, this is where you are in your day and these are the important things and everything else. And Copilot is getting there. So we were talking to Anouk. Anouk has been using Copilot for a while, and she has three phrases that she now runs
immediately. Yeah.
You know, tell me whether what my meetings are today. So she gets a rundown of the meetings. Tell me whether there's anything I need to prepare for. And tell me, give me a synopsis of any emails that I've not actually read.
Yeah.
Now, I've also been in touch with Microsoft because I want to be able to use the results of those things. So, for example, I've got a presentation looking at value of Copilot, all right, and I want to be able to say, hey, if I go to a meeting with somebody and I get a synopsis of that meeting, okay, I want that synopsis moved to my ERP system, yeah, or moved to my CRM system or whatever. That's probably a better solution. But at the moment, it's just hanging there. It's not stored anywhere. It's real time. So all this AI stuff at the moment, because we're so new into it, is all hanging there, and it's not solid.
No.
So in a year's time, to be able to actually have a web part that's running a phrase and giving me the results.
That would be very cool.
Yeah. And I think that they're working on that kind of stuff. Yeah. Because Just recently, I sat watching some presentations. I'm trying to make sure they weren't in last week's summit that I was looking at stuff. I don't think I was, but Microsoft were refusing to... No, it wasn't. It was before.
Okay.
They were refusing to answer questions about, hey, I would like Copilot to do this in my Excel and tell me, and I would like Copilot to do this automatically in PowerPoint for me. And they were going, all right, Copilot is delivering some of your functions, so you're pushing commands to them, mm-hmm. but at the moment it's not lifting things out and sending them to you.
No,
and Microsoft
exactly. And that is something
refusing
I was
to comment on those things, yeah. which we all know, being in this game a long time, means that they've got shit in the fire that isn't sort of burned and melted and ready to be malleable yet. So yeah. I think we've still got some awesome time in the next 18 months. And at that yeah. point, I think we'll be having a different conversation about the internet. I wonder whether the homepage will actually exist and whether that M365 page you talk about will be delivering content that is important to you, whether it's news, whether it's a meeting, whether it's documents, whether it's a task, whether it's an action, whether it's a whatever. But that, I think, is we may well get where we get into.
So Microsoft already announced that they're going to do changes on how pages will look like,
yes,
and that you can make yeah. internet pages look really beautiful.
Beautiful is one thing. We need them functional.
Yes.
Like our ladies in It Depends.
Yes, exactly. okay, but...
it's all right, they'll never listen
yeah,
to
yeah,
the
no,
podcast.
No, 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 but what I'm thinking is that you can make this all look very beautiful, but in next year's time, we're just going to say, hey, Copilot, give me a rundown of everything that's important. It's going to just give me in one sentence what that whole news post, probably also written by yeah. a Copilot, what that all is. So we can make these all look very beautiful and very nice, but in the end, we're going back to a text interface saying, like, just list up all the important shit that I need to know today. So
I wonder whether yeah. we'll get to the point where there'll be a campaign to turn Copilot off in a year's time.
I'm pretty certain it will.
Will yeah. we have a job?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We will always have a job.
The interesting thing is that Copilot is still very new, and the whole concept of how you adopt this and bring it in play is still not known, to be fair. It's just the glitter on the tree. It's not yet how to build the tree. You know, the Christmas tree, you start off with this and you put it together and you end up with the end result. It's kind of just the lights.
Yeah, but I mean, like, in 10 years' time, when our kids or our grandkids by then, I mean, I still remember, like, when my daughter walked to the TV screen and tried to swipe to the next thing.
Oh, you told me that story, yes.
And so that was because she was growing up with an iPad and all these things. So I'm wondering, like, in 10 years' time, our grandchildren will go and instead of say, Mommy, I'm hungry, they would go, like, Copilot, I'm hungry. And then Copilot doesn't know what to do because, well, yeah, that.
Yeah. And, you know, the really exciting thing about this is it's not going to be expensive.
It's true. And then the other question is, are we still going to be Mommy and Daddy, or are we just going to be co-pilots?
What's the female to co-pilot?
Co-pilot-y?
I don't know.
Co-pilot? No, I don't know. Yes, yeah, I think so. It's gender neutral.
Is generally a man. Is there something here that Microsoft need to deal with? And on that note...
Ooh. All right, let's close off. Yes.
Yes. Well, there we go. I think this is our longest ever podcast.
Probably.
And it has been truly, truly amazing. I've really enjoyed this.
It's going to be fun to find a good title for this.
Yes. What would you go with?
The Boys Fight.
The Boys Fuck. Did you just
no,
say?
Fight.
Fight. Fight. I was going to say, because we need to be... I didn't realize they could see we had no clothes on.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, in the internet, battle of the internets. No.
No, it needs to be
internet
something sensational.
Copilot.
Let's ask Copilot.
Internet versus Copilot. A bit like, you know, Alien versus Cowboys. Yeah. There were those movies.
Yeah. That was a pretty Alien shitty movie, versus. By the way. Yeah, anyway. Yes, okay. Let's close off. Let's brainstorm a title.
All right. Moraine, thank you very much. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, sir.
Likewise.
Ciao. We'll be right back.